Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Well, the captain has told the crew they are to recover a large charity collecting box that is in the shape of an old World War I mine. However, what he hasn't told them is that it is a mine and could explode at any minute. Blissfully unaware, the crew go about their duty as usual.
Any sign of the mine yet, Dick?
No, Captain. No sign of a mine, but there is a huge big ball bouncing about out there. It must be for the dolphins to play with. Look.
Dick, that's not a big bouncy ball. That's our mine. That's really a collecting box for charitable purposes. Could all crew members involved in the recovery of the collecting box please make their way to the bridge? Thank you.
Captain, that is one huge big collecting box. How much money do you think is in it?
Oh, I couldn't say, Dick. Many people give to charity and many people are charity cases and they don't give. So I would say at a rough guess, since it's been in Ardrossan for the last 70 years, probably about £3 with some odd pre-decimal money.
Captain, you called?
Ah, yes, Scotty, Maggie Crawford. Now, how are we going to get this thing attached to our boat and then pulled into the harbour at Ardrossan?
Well, we thought that we could use a pair of Maggie's old drawers to catch it like a net, and then we could put it in with the elastic.
And what if I don't have an old pair of drawers? I darn everything until there's no further use can be got out of it. My old grandmother and Barra used to say, use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without. She was always sitting next to the fire with a needle in one hand and a bottle in the other.
Oh, I knew it. She was an old alky.
I beg your pardon, she was not. The bottle contained medicinal liquids to keep her liver active.
I merely threw a gin to keep her pickled.
Scotty, you are a one.
Anyway, back to the matters in hand. Maggie, do you have a pair of old bloomers we can use?
Well, as it happens, one pair are about to give way, and I have had to pull them up a couple of times during the week. So you can have those.
Great. If you can go and fetch them for us.
No need. Here you are. I was just getting the last out of them.
Scotty, if you could take those for me, please.
Aye, in your dreams, I'm not going anywhere near the bloomers, on or off.
Crawford, could you get them for us and follow me?
Aye, I'll do that.
Here you are, Crawford. Now mind, they're still warm.
Aye, and damp.
So, off the crew go to the bow of the ship to take a closer look at the floating mine. Sorry, collecting box. The captain has ordered the lifeboat to be lowered and for Maggie, Crawford and Scotty to get on board.
Here, I was thinking, if this is an old collecting box, then maybe there's some money in it.
That might be the case, but how are you going to get into it?
I've hid some metal cutters down my breeks.
I thought you were looking proud.
What are you two whispering about? I hope you're not both thinking of taking advantage of me in this dinghy. I've not come prepared.
Oh, nothing you have to worry about. Just didn't get the wrong idea when looking at my breeks.
Meanwhile, back at the ship, the captain has suddenly got a guilty conscience about what he has told the crew and also not revealing about the money.
Captain, is there something troubling you? You're not drinking your evening glass of sherry.
Dick, just looking out at the stars. I value life for what it is. Not only that, but there's a little man in my head telling me that I have done some very naughty things and that I should own up to them.
What's his name?
Dick, I doubt he has a name. Oh, it's no good. I need to come clean before anything happens to those brave crew members out there on that dinghy. Quick, hand me the megaphone. I need to confess.
Here it is, Captain, but I don't think God will hear you over this rain and wind.
We'll give it a try, Dick. You gallant crew out there, I need to tell you something. Can you hear?
What's that noise? Can you hear someone shouting in the distance?
Yes, I thought I heard that as well. Scotty, can you hear anything?
Oh, woman, hold your wish. I'm trying to get into this collecting box of the cutters.
Oh, here. I think it's the captain. What does he want? I think he said he is going to give us a beer.
My brave crew, I'm afraid I told you that was a large collecting box, but actually what you're hauling into the harbour is an unexploded World War I mine.
I think he said the collecting box is his. Scotty, get off that and let's get back to the ship. Have you secured my drawers tightly?
Aye, it's no use. They cutters wouldn't even scratch the surface. I whacked the beggar with them and all, but nothing here. Hold the end of the elastic till we get back to the shore.
Come on, and we'll wave to the captain to indicate we're all done out here.
Ah, Dick, it looks as if all is forgiven. They're waving at me and smiling. Oh, what a relief, Dick. get this boat into harbour.
So, against the wet and windy evening, the Glen Midden triumphantly tows the unexploded mine back into the harbour. The bomb squad, dressed as deck chair attendants in order not to frighten the locals, are waiting to defuse it, and the Calmac official is there to hand over his £20,000 to the captain.
Well done, everyone, and thank you for being so understanding about the little mix-up earlier.
What are you talking about?
You know, when I told you about the collecting box. Not being all it seemed to be. You did hear me when I was shouting over the megaphone, didn't you?
No, we couldn't hear you between the waves and the rain and Scotty with the steel cutters. We couldn't hear a thing. Why, what were you shouting?
Oh, nothing much. I was just letting you know that the collecting box was something special and that it was actually full of money and, well, we've got our share of it for bringing it in. A full £20,000 to share among the crew. That's the good news. The bad news is...
We'll have to wait until next week to hear what the bad news is. In the meantime, the captain has done the right thing and shared the money amongst his crew. He's really not as bad as the strip writers make out. Anyway, to hear what happens next, tune in same time, same channel next week for the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.